Welcome to the second ever podcast of Beyond the Base Paths. I'm Josh Franz, joined with me as always by Gabe Cordoba Hawthorne, and we brought back our guest from the first show, Kyler Mead. We're going to break down the American League division by division and give you our winners, wild cards, Cy Young, and MVP. You want to start in the West or the East and tell me who you got, Gabe?
I guess I'll start over in the West, probably the strongest of the divisions, I guess we can argue. I think I'm going to pick the Angels. I think with the addition of Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson, that team's just too strong. They have Kendry Morales coming back. So and then they have the two, Ibar and Kendrick in the middle. I think that that's a dirty double play combination.
Definitely.
And Torii Hunter, solid veteran presence out there. And Irvin Santana, that guy just – he has absolutely amazing stuff. If he would just – if he'd be able to figure it out, control it, then he'd be awesome. Jared Weaver, he got paid last year, so like Matt Cain, he doesn't really have to worry about too much other than just going out there and performing.
Like Weaver.
Like Weaver, and we all know he can. And then I'm going to have the Rangers, because the Angels win that division, I think the Rangers win the wild card, or if the Rangers somehow win, I think the Angels will win the wild card. Those are, I think, two of the best teams in the American League, if not the two best teams.
I think that will be the best division race in baseball, that American League West race.
And it's going to be awesome because they're going to be two awesome teams.
I know.
It's not like it's going to be
AL East.
Over the AL East. I think that will be a better division race. Pujols just changed everything.
It changes it completely.
Changed the division. Might change the entire American League.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the Rangers, we all know they have a great offense, but you add Pujols to any offense, he instantly makes everybody 100 times better.
And the first
Kendry
four
Morales
pitchers
coming
the,
off that injury.
The Angels, the first four pitchers, Weaver, Heron, Wilson, and Santana. That's
filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Phillies-esque.
That's why Pujols picked them. He doesn't want to face them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kyler, who do you have, one and two, or just one?
Definitely Angels. The Angels got so much better. And the Angels hung with the Rangers for that whole season. The Rangers eventually kind of ran away with it.
Yeah, they finished 10 games above them.
Yeah, but definitely the Rangers ran away with it. But the Angels got so much better. And
you think
the
Rangers got 10 games better?
I think they both, one got 5 games better, one got 5 games worse at least.
Why do you think Texas got 5 games worse? They get Yu Darvish and Joe Nathan.
We don't know what Yu Darvish can mean. We've seen other Japanese pitchers come over. Daisuke Matsuzaka.
Wait for Yu Darvish to prove himself. That's fine.
Well, everything that CJ Wilson brought the Rangers just went to the Angels.
Yeah.
So it's a complete swap in everything that he was able to do for them.
Right.
I mean, if you look at their pitching rotation, Lewis, Holland, Darvish. I mean, these aren't nobodies. But Lewis had a 4.99 ERA, and he's the number one according to what I'm looking at. 4.37 from Derek Holland ERA. Yu Darvish, we don't know anything about.
Right.
Ogando's
maybe Yu Darvish is amazing, but we really don't know.
All these guys are
4.5 plus ERA guys. And then if you look around, I love Napoli. I love Hamilton. I love Cruz.
Kinsler, Michael Young.
Yeah. I mean, there's great hitters. They're one of the better hitting teams in the league, but I think they've got some of the worst pitching in the league. And I just think looking at the hitting that the Angels now have, plus the pitching that the Angels have, and they're going to play each other a lot, and that pitching is going to go up against that hitting. I think the Angels have it. I can't see the Rangers doing it again.
I can't argue with you because I do think it's going to be the closest race in baseball. I think regular season, hitting beats pitching, and then you get in the postseason and pitching dominates.
Cardinals proved that to the Phillies
last
year.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the postseason. We're just talking about...
You're
saying hitting.
Right.
I heard you right.
Hitting will dominate during the regular season. I think Texas can make up for their lack of great starting pitching with their bats. And they're very sound defensively. Elvis Andrews at shortstop, he can control middle infield better than anybody. Kinsler,
Young at DH. Obviously, that's not defense. I don't know why I said that. But best fielding DH out there, Michael Young.
One of the best third basemen fielding in Adrian Beltre. He's pretty good.
We forgot.
How old is Adrian Beltre?
If he was healthy last year, he put up MVP-type numbers throughout the entire year when he was healthy.
Hmm.
Everybody forgets about Adrian Beltre.
I'm a Red Sox fan. I miss him. I don't know why we didn't
get
him back.
He hit 50 home runs for the Dodgers, then decided to leave. And he only did it one time. Very frustrating. Fun year to watch, though. Can't complain about that.
I don't know. Do you just like how many wins do you think you're going to need to beat the Angels is the thing, and do you see that many wins coming out of that pitching staff?
I don't see why they can't. Both teams can't be about 95 wins. Between 92 and 95 for both of them.
Yeah,
I think that'll be a close race for both of them.
I don't think that's a guarantee, but let's. I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
it's going to be tight.
That's 19 wins out of those five pitchers. 19 wins each out of those five pitchers to get to 95 wins.
You've got a bullpen that gets some W's.
All right. But,
Joe Nathan.
Yeah, but they don't get them. Yeah.
He'll save some games.
He'll help close it out.
Okay, so no take doubt. 20 out and give them to the bullpen. That's still, you know, 75 divided by 5. That's
15?
15 wins. 15 wins a pitcher out of that. I don't think any of those pitchers are 15-win pitchers.
It's going to be tough. You're going to have guys whereas who can hit that are more than 15
whereas the
pitchers.
Angels, whereas the Angels, I think Weaver, Heron, Wilson, and Santana could all be 17-plus guys. I don't know if they all be at the same time. But
they all have the opportunity. They all have the potential. They have the skill
every
set.
Every one of those guys could have a breakout year and win 20. I don't know if any of them will, but every one of them could, you know? And I think they're all high teens guys just on a regular season.
All right, Gabe, want to move on to the Central?
Yeah, sure. In the Central, we could probably all agree on this one again. The Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
Far, easily the best team in that
what
division.
What a terrible division that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right.
Than the Tigers.
Royals might finish second.
Oh, jeez. If the Royals finish second, I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
Right. Yeah, not in my time of watching baseball. Verlander coming off MVP as a pitcher. Just what in the world?
There's absolutely not a single – well, he deserved that. He was amazing. But there's not a single team in the AL Central last year besides the Tigers – who finished above 500.
The Indians finished second, just two games under 500. Does anybody see a run in them?
No, not at all.
All right, so Tigers win the Central. Let's move on to the most expensive division
plus,
in
Tigers
baseball.
Tigers got better. They got fielder.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
I mean, they got better at the bats, worse in the field. We'll see how it ends up panning out.
I don't think that'll matter.
Powerhouse
division,
guys.
You move Cabrera over to third. That's a huge spot. He anything that gets past him easily a double. He's a liability at best over there at third.
I don't know. I don't think they'll win 95 again, but
they're gonna win their division easily.
They can win the division with 85.
They could win the division with 70.
They could have won the division with 81 last year.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, move on to the division everybody talks about: New York, Boston, Tampa Bay. Do we even need to talk about Toronto or Baltimore, really?
They don't exist anymore. Those are minor league franchises.
Joey Betts. Some people are seeing the Blue Jays actually playing decent.
They finished 500 last year.
But that division, I think, is too good. I'm going to pick the Rays. I know, as a Red Sox fan, it kind of hurts, especially after what they did to me last year. But I think that the Rays have a strong team. I like Evan Longoria a lot.
One of my favorite players to watch in baseball.
Did the Rays get better from last year? Did they get any new players of significance?
I honestly just think that the momentum they had from last year coming together as that team.
There's like no such thing as momentum in baseball. The season's so long, any momentum will run out.
Well, they've got the young
guys. Look at the Giants.
If the season's so long, that means they have a shorter offseason to carry the momentum.
Maybe BJ Upshaw actually play up to his potential.
I don't know where I got that from.
I like Casey Koshman. I liked him with the Angels. I know he's not the same Casey Koshman as he used to, but he's still a solid defensive first baseman, and I got Carlos Pena back at least. He produced there. He liked Tropicana Field. He hit a few home runs for them, got them to the World Series, if I'm not mistaken. So I think David Price is solid up there. Big game, James Shields.
I love Tampa Bay this year. I think they're going to be the second best team in that division. That's how much I love them. I love the Yankees right now. Yankees problem, I said it on the show, the Yankees problem throughout the past bunch of years has been their pitching. You had Ivan Nova, 16-win guy. Oh, you don't like Ivan Nova? Is that what that face was?
16 wins? I mean, I guess with that lineup, it's tough not to give it to somebody, but I don't know if he's necessarily a 16-win guy. I think most of the Yankees pitchers get their wins purely because of that offense, not necessarily because their own talent.
Well, Kuroda had a 3.07 ERA last year with the Dodgers. He comes over to New York. Do you think he can do anything?
Yeah, I think so. He's a solid starter, veteran starter. He'll be able to handle the New York lights pretty well. I think he'll do okay. They have got Andy Pettit back.
Almost nobody.
Michael Pineda, who
he actually starts the year on the DL, so we won't see much from him right away.
Okay, but once he's in, you think he can do some damage?
You know, we saw the great of him in Seattle, and we also saw the worst. We saw him go from absolutely amazing all-star caliber pitcher to not really doing much and kind of laying an egg the second half of the season. So I think it depends on how he reacts to New York and stuff. We also, like I said, saw how they treat really young players as they're coming up. They didn't really do anything with the other young pitchers, Phil Hughes and Ian Kennedy.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how they deal with bringing up a new pitcher again.
All right. But then you're able to move Jalba to the bullpen if you want to. You've got Corey Wade back there. Best closer, in my opinion,
whatever
of all time.
Whatever happened to Jalba Chamberlain? He was supposed to be the next best Mariano thing again Rivera. That the Yankees had. Yeah, Mariano Rivera, absolutely.
I think this is going to be Mariano Rivera's step back year.
I think
he's going to take.
If they can win the World Series, it'll be his last year. And he just retire off that.
Yeah, maybe.
When you only pitch three outs a game, you're going to have a really bad bunch of outings to notice a serious step back.
Well, just more blown saves. It's not really a serious step
back. You don't
back.
Get the number of saves that Mariano Rivera's have without going into games that are savable. There has to be a certain level of closeness.
Yeah, I mean, he's
for
going in there with
right.
like two outs left to get in the eighth or two inning save.
Right, yeah, he's been a warrior. He's been willing to get five, six out saves throughout his entire career, especially come playoff time. Nobody better. So I've you can tell by the way I'm talking. I've got the Yankees.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty good too.
I'm not saying the Yankees won't make it. I'm just like I don't know if they're dominant or not. Just really? Based on what we're talking about, I definitely
right.
think they're going to win the division. They're amazing.
And I mean, they play 81 games at home with that pop fly for a home run.
Curtis
right
Granderson
field.
Is making a living off of that.
Yeah, it's all just short pop fly, easy home run.
Teixeira when he's up lefty.
Yeah, yeah, it's too easy for him. Yeah. Even A-Rod going oppo in his old age. Not too hard.
Talking about somebody with old
DJ
age. Talking about Derek Jeter.
Yeah, right? I don't trust him at all.
He's always been able to go the other way with the ball, though.
Yankees are good.
All right, we agree. Do you have the Rays making the wild card?
Here's the thing. It's so hard to pick these because now with the two wild cards. Here's the thing. If there had been two wild cards last season, both of them would have been in the AL East because the Rays
right.
and the Red Sox were both better than the Angels. Now, I think the Angels are going to take a huge step forward. But with what we've been talking about, we kind of have to all agree, I think, that it's going to be the Rangers and the Angels out of the West making the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Easy.
So there's only going to be one. If there's only going to be one spot left, how can the Red Sox not make it? Last year, they were one of the best hitting teams I can
Do
remember.
You trust Carl Crawford to have a good year?
Yes.
I heard that in your voice.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Carl, here's the thing. Yeah, Carl Crawford, first of all, it wasn't the worst year ever, but he came in and he had a huge step down year because, yeah, he got the giant contract. He's playing in a big city. That has been – I mean, look at Alex Rodriguez. Look at what he did the first couple of years he came to the Yankees. Look at a lot of guys. They get the big, big contract. I mean, Giambi with the Yankees, a lot of guys, and they take that step down. I don't think there's any reason why Crawford can't, you know, he's a professional baseball player getting paid a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
I don't see why he can't, you know, listen, I'm an amazing hitter. I'm an amazing player. I'm going to step it up. This is where it's coming. And look around the rest of the team. Pedroia, Ellsworth, I mean, look at all these guys.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah.
One big reason I don't think.
There were three potential MVPs on that team.
Seven-eighths of
the way through the season.
No, I completely agree.
And I think Crawford will be better.
From the manager standpoint, Gabe, you're a Red Sox fan. What do you think?
I think they have a chance. Obviously, Carl Crawford, he's huge. He needs to play much better than a .255 batting average.
No, but what do you think? What do you think Valentine's gonna? How's that influence?
Oh, you're talking about Valentine. Oh my goodness, I was not a fan of that hiring whatsoever.
I don't know any Red Sox fans that were.
I guess I don't know who else was out there to get. Maybe they could try to get Tony La Russa out of retirement, but
wow.
I don't know. I just didn't think that getting an ESPN analyst, there's a reason he's on ESPN for starters. I don't know why.
I don't know, man.
Do you think getting rid of Frank
like
Kona
it,
was the best decision?
No. I think that was ridiculous.
Yeah, agreed. I mean,
it was reactionary, and it would only have happened in Boston.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Maybe New York. Not even. New York's smarter than that, is the thing. And I'm not saying the Bostonians, but just it was totally reactionary.
It seemed to me like a dumb decision.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't have immature things going on in your clubhouse. Immature is probably the nicest way I can say it.
Yeah.
But there were things going on there that just can't happen. I don't know if you blame that on the manager, blame that on the owner's rules. But I think given the opportunity, Terry Francona definitely rights those wrongs. He's won two World Series for a team that hadn't won him for 100 years.
They didn't even have a losing record. Like they almost still made it to the playoffs.
And you know what?
Did he get fired?
And you know what? We're talking about how Carl Crawford was such a bummer. He hit 295. He hits 293 over the course of his career. Last year, he hit, let me try to bring this
255.
Up. 255. That's better than, like, the third best guy on the majority of the teams we've been talking about going to the playoffs. The majority of the teams.
The expectations rise when you go to Boston.
I'm not saying, well, yeah, but we're just talking about what you need to do to get into the playoffs.
Right.
We're not talking about irrational expectations.
Right.
I think Crawford will be better. I don't hate that. I don't hate the Valentine hiring. He was a great manager. He's extremely intelligent, and you don't have to be that good a manager to manage hitters like the Red Sox.
Yeah. He's
true.
He's a funny guy.
I like him.
He's got good character. I don't know how well he knows the X's and O's of baseball. Never sat down with him, talked about him. He knows him enough to be a major league manager. I know that. Terry Francona to me just seemed like the right guy.
I don't disagree. I think it was a ridiculous, reactionary, totally stupid move as reacting to, yeah, some
and
really
the way they did
crap,
it, the disrespectful attitude that they had toward Francona as they kicked him out the door. I don't understand how you do that.
You don't have any hear any argument for me. What I'm saying is,
oh, you're right.
Does it prevent them to manage the team? Yeah. Does it prevent them from getting to the playoffs with two wild cards? How can the Red Sox not make it to the playoffs? They're the same team they were last year, except Carl Crawford will be better. Red Sox were the consensus World Series pick three quarters of the way through the season.
All right, let me ask you this, the last question before we get to our awards in the American League. Do you think that there are two teams, the Rays and Red Sox, can come out of the East? You have the Angels winning the West. You think the Rangers still make the playoffs?
I do not think the Rays will make the playoffs. I think it'll be Yankees and Red Sox.
So you can't see two teams out of the East, though, is what you're telling me?
No. I think the Rays totally overperformed and they didn't get any better.
Okay.
To that, I would say that the Rays have Joe Maddon, arguably. I think he's one of the better managers in the American League.
I agree.
He's able to take a team with little talent multiple years in a row. He's proved that he's able to take a team that doesn't have much and overperform with
them. I don't think in the regular season that managers get you that many more wins. They're not NFL coaches, you know. I don't think, you know, managers, the most important thing that managers do is win in the playoffs. In the regular season, it's just who's available, who's best option, go out there and pitch, go out there and hit.
Not with the Rays. The Rays are a completely different
team
than most
of the
Rays
don't have the
most of the American
because
League.
They don't have the pieces that
no, exactly.
Team, like
that's
the
what
Red
I'm
Sox
saying. That's
Yankees
why I think that Joe Maddon has to be a great manager, and he does consistently. They do it with the fundamentals. They just get the job done. They play more of a small ball than any other team.
That's
in
like
the
Mike Socha.
And yeah, exactly. So I think they're always going to have a chance in a game. They're always going to be within a run or two.
Right. Their pitchers can keep them low scoring. Their fielders don't make mistakes. The guys don't make mistakes on the base paths.
All right. Well, okay. So if the Rays make the playoffs, I think it's the Rangers out, not the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
Right. That's what I was asking.
Right. Okay. Two teams out of the West. I think that we can put it down now even. That
I don't know. I think the Rangers will take a step back.
Right.
But I do think they're better than the Rays.
I disagree. All right, Gabe. Let me hear you want to go MVP or Cy Young? You take a pick and let me hear it.
I'll start with the Cy Young. I guess I'll go with the easy pick and do Justin Verlander. I mean, with winning the Triple Crown as a pitcher, highest ERA, highest strikeouts, and highest wins, I don't see any way that anybody overtakes him. Even if somebody plays a little better than him, he's still going to be up there, and he's still going to have the name Justin Verlander, what he did last year. And I just don't see any way. Here, I got to hear Justin Verlander. He won 24 games with only 5 losses.
It's incredible.
Ridiculous. 2.4 ERA.
Yeah. Pitched 251 innings. Allowed only 67 earned runs in 34 starts. That's just amazing.
251 innings, 67 runs.
Yeah, 250 strikeouts.
Incredible.
A whip of under one. For viewers who don't know what whip is,
walks and hits
per
divided by innings pitched.
Less than one? Are you like that's absolutely amazing. Less than one person reaches base each inning that he pitches.
The NL had Kershaw and Hamels under one.
Kershaw's phenomenal.
I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, like,
no, there's guys that are getting that number low and just have monster innings. Especially in the National League, though, you have an automatic out every time.
Yeah,
the pitcher.
That's true.
Verlander's doing this against nine guys. He's not going to get a guy who can throw 94 mile an hour fastballs right down the middle and get out.
True. All right.
So I credit American League pitchers so much more than National League pitchers.
92 is amazing.
So is anybody going to make a case for a Cy Young in the American League other than Justin Verlander?
I mean, the guy that people would look at would probably be Sabathia
or Weaver.
I was going to bring up Weaver.
Yeah, Sabathia had kind of an off year and still won 19 games.
That's an off year.
I mean, a three
that's
year.
That's impressive
ERA.
For an off year. I'd like an off year every year.
Right. I don't know. Verlander was so massively dominant last year. I think it's once again probably his to lose.
Yep. All right, I'll make the case for Weaver then.
Go for it.
All right, Verlander had a 2.4 ERA. Weaver had a 2.41. Throw that out the door. WHIP 0.92 to 1.01. Not a big difference there.
Yeah.
Hits. Weaver gave up 8 more. Give up 4 less earned runs. He did pitch 16 innings less. Gave up four less home runs than Verlander did. One less walk than Verlander did. And then I think both of you guys said the Angels taking a big step forward. I don't know why that 18 wins can't become 21 wins.
Yeah.
If you bring in Albert Pujols can win you 3 more games as a starting pitcher. So he becomes 21-5 as opposed to 18 and 8. And Verlander's 24-5, and they've got almost identical numbers. You look at how the Angels win a close race. The Tigers win a race by 15, 20 games. The guy with more value is that Cy Young might be Jared Weaver.
Cy Young doesn't care about value. It's MVP that cares about
I know.
Also, I would Cy like Young to say that the Tigers wins. Would probably have clinched their division with like a month left in the season. so maybe Verlander doesn't go full innings each time. He only gets...
Might want to save him for the playoffs.
Absolutely. If you know you're getting to the playoffs and you're getting a home field at least in the first round, I'd say save your best player a little bit. Obviously, pitch him still. He still needs to get his reps in, but you don't need to work him 9 innings consistently.
This may not make a big difference, but we did talk about it. Detroit's defense is worse with Prince at first, Cabrera at third.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
true.
More balls are going to get
That's
by.
That's true.
Not a huge difference for somebody who doesn't let the ball hit the bat too much in Verlander. But it might affect a little bit.
Boy, I tell you what, though. If we're looking at 5 guys that are probably the most likely to win the Cy Young, we're talking about Verlander, Weaver, Shields from Tampa Bay.
David Price, I would say.
CJ Wilson and CC Sabathia.
Yeah, and David Price is the 6th guy. You know, keep them all together.
Two of those guys are on the Angels. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm talking about with this step forward.
I honestly don't see CJ Wilson competing for a Cy Young. I think he's a solid starter. He's a good lefty that they need. Obviously, every team needs a good lefty, but I don't see any way that he's going to compete for a Cy Young with all those other awesome, just amazing pitchers in the AL.
CJ Wilson had a better year last year than CC Sabathia and a lot of other guys. I don't know. I mean, I agree. I don't think he's like your traditional Cy Young winner, but if he has a step forward with the wins he could produce with the Angels behind him, I think there's a reasonable chance.
Yeah, unless Verlander wins the Triple Crown again, puts up an all-time great year, it's going to be a very tight race for the Cy Young Award.
I liked your Weaver defense, though.
Thank you.
I think that you backed that up with a lot.
It's the best case I can make for anybody not named Justin Verlander. Moving on to the MVP, Gabe, who you got?
I'm torn between two. Miguel Cabrera, obviously out there in Detroit. I think with the addition of Prince Fielder to give him more protection other than what Victor Martinez was able to give him last year,
right.
I think that helps him so much. Maybe they pitch around him more, go to Fielder, so that gives Fielder the edge there. But, I mean, either one of those two have a good chance. Whichever one they decide to go around, it's like pick your poison, really.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have a just crazy monster year. Other person is Adrian Gonzalez for the Red Sox.
Okay.
He had an amazing year last year. He hit .338 with 27 home runs and 117 RBIs.
He was a monster.
And you still have Jacoby Ellsbury up there to get on base for him to help hit in. Carl Crawford, if he has a comeback year.
Yeah, there's 10 more RBI for him.
Yeah, absolutely, easily. Dustin Pedroia, they all get on base. Kevin Youkilis, he likes to take walks.
He draws a count better than anybody I've seen lately.
Yeah, he's awesome. So I mean, Adrian Gonzalez.
This is why I think the Red
chance.
Sox are making the playoffs. By the way,
I guess we talked about
like 8 Red Sox.
And then David Ortiz, not to mention, solid there. Yeah,
see?
Give Adrian Gonzalez some protection if he can perform. He did pretty well last year. Looks like he batted three. If he can bat over .300, I'll take David Ortiz hitting over .300 any year.
All right. Kyler?
I don't know. There's a lot of amazing hitters.
Narrow down your top three. Who do you think?
Top three, Gonzalez, Cabrera, just because he's on those Tigers that don't have a lot of good hitting, but will improve, I think, with Fielder, like you said.
I'm torn between three. Those are two of them. Who's your third?
Maybe Cano?
Those are my three.
Yeah?
Look at that.
That was cute.
That was cute. Now pick one so I don't get mad.
I'll say Cabrera. I really liked definitely, like we've talked about with the MVP, it's important to MVP voters that you're valuable now,
right,
that you help your team. And you look around. First of all, I think you'll get better with Fielder, like Gabe said.
Like Braun did last year?
Exactly.
It was unbelievable.
Plus, I think he's going to help that team win a lot more games because there's not a lot of great hitting on that team other than him and Fielder.
Right. And nobody's doubting that they're going to dominate that division.
Right.
All right. So, same three finalists for me.
Although, if the Red Sox win the division, I think Gonzalez. Because they came from not winning the playoffs to winning the division.
Okay.
And Gonzalez is unbelievably good.
Unbelievably good. All right. So, same three finalists as me. I don't think the Red Sox are making the playoffs, so I'm not going to pick Gonzalez, even though he could put up the same numbers as you last year. You know, we'll have the same conversation
in October.
That's the beauty of it. We don't have to.
I'm persuading myself to taking the Rays off and putting the Red Sox on there.
It helps when you're a diehard Red Sox fan.
I think I'm
going to give the Yankees a division and put the Sox in the wild card spot.
Do you think the Rays can beat the Rangers for the second wild card spot?
Taking my question.
I see. In no way do I see. I think that, like I said a few minutes ago, I think that we can book two teams from the West. I think that.
Boom. Got it.
But then. I think also two teams from the East. And
I just proved you wrong. Right.
That's the beauty of sports in my mind. You can make any conversation you want, and you just get to watch what happens. Heaven forbid a strike or a lockout or something. You're going to get the results you can see on the field. I'm going with Cano. To me, he's the best all-around hitter in baseball. Last year, he hit 302. That's not the best number you want out of an MVP.
He hit 28 home runs and 118 RBIs. I'd take 302 with that any day.
Right.
Yeah, but 30 home runs, 105 RBIs, and 344 from Cabrera last year. Way over the top.
Yeah.
True that.
But I don't know if Cano's even hit his peak yet. And that's the crazy thing for me. He's a young guy. He's been playing a while, though. And the more he sees pitching, it's unbelievable what this guy's ceiling is. I just feel like he can – if you want to talk about guys that can protect you in the order, A-Rod, Teixeira, and Granderson.
Yeah.
Those are three other guys you can have in your MVP discussion.
One person that you didn't mention in that, people don't really think about him all that often. I personally didn't until I saw this. Nick Swisher. This guy had 23 home runs last year, 85 RBIs.
Plus, he's a super cool guy.
Have you met him?
No, okay. I've just heard radio interviews. So, yeah, he's definitely someone there that people don't really think about. And then they have a... Brett Gardner to get
and
on base.
Granderson.
Get on base in front of him. So
you want to talk about a guy who can score runs because everybody else hitting you in, a guy who can get RBIs because everybody else getting on base? That's Robinson Cano. And he's going to provide
It's funny that
power.
We're not talking about Pujols at all.
How do we
Why
do
is
that?
That?
I don't
we're just
know.
Totally writing Pujols off. Now, incidentally, I would not say I think Pujols would be the MVP because I think moves almost always drop a guy down.
I think the move is actually going to help the pitcher. I'm sorry, help Pujols. Because a pitcher...
He's going against better pitchers.
He goes against better pitchers,
if
obviously.
If it helps Pujols, then he's clearly the MVP winner. I mean, if he won MVP in an NL, he's getting better going to the AL.
He's also getting older.
Is he going to get every MVP then?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. Maybe my brain hasn't clicked yet that Pujols is actually in the American League, and that's why we forgot about him, because we're looking at stats from last year, and he's not anywhere to be found in the American League. For good reason, he was on the Cardinals.
Right.
But I think the more times a pitcher sees the batter, it favors – I don't even know what the hell I'm trying to say. Pujols is always an MVP candidate, all right?
Definitely someone to watch for. Also, somebody who might be like your Matt Kemp when the Dodgers don't make the playoffs is Joey Bats out there in Toronto.
No.
No? He doesn't. You don't think he has
They're
any –
They're not going to give
what
it
if,
to a fourth or fifth
okay.
place team.
What
about Joe Mauer?
What if the Jays – no, Joe Mauer isn't – no, absolutely not. What if the Jays finish with 90 wins? They're not going to make the playoffs because that East is too stacked. And he helps bring –
I think if the Jays finish with 90 wins, they have a pretty decent shot. We're not – I don't think we can guarantee any of these teams 95 wins except for the Yankees and the Yankees.
Just the Yankees.
I think the Angels are going to be in that territory. I think the Red Sox are going to be in that territory. I think the Tigers are – But 90 wins, we've got two wild cards to talk about. That's a right. really possible. I mean, 90 wins, I think we'll win one of these two wild cards.
There's a lot of American League teams putting up a lot of wins.
That's only nine games better for the Jays, too. I mean, they finished at 500 last year. That's all they need is nine more games. I mean, Joey Bats, he's solid. I personally, off the top of my head, I don't know any acquisitions that they've made. But, I mean, there's someone to watch out for in the East, at least.
All right, unless anybody has anything else to add, that'll wrap up our first edition of Beyond the Base Paths. Anybody, anything? Say goodbye?
Yeah. I'm really happy to have been able to join you guys.
I'm glad we had our first guest, Kyler Mead, on our first show.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the ninth circle. Yeah, check us out. We're doing another one probably Thursday.
All right, Beyond the Base Paths, this was the premiere. You'll get a show next Tuesday as well.
We'll be talking about fantasy baseball then.
Fantasy baseball preview. Enjoy it.
I will not be there.
No, you will not. We might have another guest. Who knows?
Where can you listen to all of these things, Josh?
They will be on our Facebook page, Sun Devil Sports Night, on our new website, sundevilsportsnight.com, which will be underway very shortly. Sweet. You can get all the postings there. Enjoy them.
I will check those out.
Check out our baseball preview this Friday. We'll be doing it on the D-backs upcoming season. So I look forward to
that. On the weekly show, Friday
night. SunDevilsportsNight.com. Get used to it. Enjoy it. Get all of your great sports information there. For Gabe Cordoba Hawthorne, our guest, Kyler Mead, I'm Josh Franz. See you later.